But, and there's obviously a lot of attention on this game tomorrow. What's it like for you guys going out there, knowing that there's so much focus on this one, specifically because of the Lander?
It doesn't change much for us. I mean, we're just trying to win hockey games and get back in the playoff position. So, big game for us from that standpoint. I think you understand what's going on around it, but you got to be able to focus on what we need to focus on. That's winning hockey games.
What do you expect the reaction to be to them? I mean, you've kind of heard fans over the years when visiting teams come in and players for it, but what do you expect it to be for Evander?
Same as other guys, I guess. I mean, I'm sure they'll be amped up for it, but you know, it doesn't make a difference for us.
Have you heard about fans wanting other fans, everybody to wear tracksuits?
I've heard about it, yeah.
And do you think that's kind of creative or funny for the fans?
I think our fans are always pretty creative, and you know, they're always fun to play in front of, so I don't think we expect anything different tomorrow.
A lot of players do get fired up playing their former teams for the first time. How do you think he'll be?
I'm sure he'll come out. You know, playing the way he plays. I mean, he's always been a pretty consistent player in terms of how he skates and how physical he is. So I don't think, you know, we're expecting anything different. But we got a couple guys in here that are playing their old team too. So I'm sure they'll be fired up nonetheless.
Expect them to have some maybe extra zeal going against you if you're on the ice at the same time as the captain.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him then.
Have you been looking back on what happened last year? Do you look back and think that maybe it could have been handled in a different way, or the point got across in a different way?
What do you mean?
Well, the incident in Vancouver.
You know what happened?
A little bit.
Do you? You were there?
No.
Okay. Then no one knows what happened, so I'm still not talking about it.
One of the things that Evander said when he left is that he had requested a trade every year, every offseason that he was here. Is that something that guys in the room were aware of? Was it ever a distraction?
No. I don't think anyone was aware of it. So, you know, to me, he showed up and worked and was a part of what we were trying to do. So, yeah.
He also said in an interview with an online source that you and Blake were two former teammates that he would like to fight. Do you expect there to be anything tomorrow or him to try to instigate anything?
I have no clue. You'd have to ask him.
I'm surprised we had to hear that he said he'd ask for a trade every year.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe a little surprised because he signed a long-term deal to be here. So, you know, if he wasn't happy, then you think he would have shied away from signing long-term.
Just one on the game tomorrow. Obviously, when you look at it, it's a team that's had some issues, and your club coming back home, you've played well in this facility. Just what do you have to do to maybe carry off the end of that road trip here?
Yeah, I keep playing the way we've been playing. You know, structurally, I think we've done a great job of you know, really limiting the other team's chances, especially the grade A chances, and then I think that's something we need to continue to do.
Connor's obviously given you guys a lot of confidence back there here as of late. What have you liked from his game?
He's just calm in the net. I think nothing seems to faze him. He doesn't get out of position. He always seems to be square to the puck and makes the tough saves look pretty easy. So, you know, it's been fun to see what he's been able to do in there, and hopefully he can continue to play the same way.